Welcome to RGP Wynnum. Sandy speaking.
Hi, Sandy. It's Lauren. How are you?
Hey, good. What are you up to?
I've actually got a sick child, so I'm working from home today, which is actually very efficient.
Okay.
I get so much done. But Rob is just calling because he needs the occupancy certificate. Remember I gave you a bit of paper?
Yes.
Did you scan a copy of that?
I can scan a copy of it.
Could you scan a copy and just email it to me, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem.
And Samantha was happy yesterday?
Yeah. Happy as a pig in mud. Yes.
I'm so glad.
No, he had fun. So, that was good.
Great. And the feedback was good from patients? They were okay?
Yeah, absolutely. They seem to be. I did notice because I booked one for Ethan, I got the Google review afterwards.
Yes.
So that's working. So,
Great. Well, we'll jump on Google. At the start, I kind of jump on and have a look every couple of days, see what the reviews are like.
Yeah.
Any negative ones, I kind of contact them and say, hey, I appreciate your feedback, blah, 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 try and like work them out. But hopefully they're all positive. Some negative reviews are good because it makes it seem genuine. Depending on what they are. Obviously, depending on what they are. Some of them are like, look, you know, I waited a long time, or every clinic should be bulk billing, you shouldn't have to pay bulk. Those ones I just leave because it just shows that they're genuine. But any that are very specific about a specific incident, I always call them and try and work it out. So
All right.
Yeah.
So Justine sent an email through about starting like the neurologist or something.
They're going to start, are they?
She CC'd you in as well. They said they're currently on the cycle for week 3 and they're wanting to start Monday week 4. So I'm assuming that sounds like it's next Monday.
I would just give Justine a call. She's not in today. She's in tomorrow. I would just give her a call and say, right, can you please send me the spreadsheet? There's a booking spreadsheet that has the dates and everyone's names on it.
Okay.
And then we just add it into the comments on the add it into the comments at the top of the best practice page, which will just say Dr. Chow or whoever it is. It might be Dr. Davis 9 to 11 or Dr. Davis, you know, whatever. So you know that they're there. We'll just make sure that room's all completely fitted out.
Which room were they using?
I think I'm going to put Karen Redman in the first room on the left after. Okay. I'll put her in there because she's going to be there every day. So the room that's got all the pathology stuff, that's the one I think that we'll put the specialists in. So we'll need to move that stuff from there and maybe into the motorbike room until I can get them to remove the motorbike.
All right.
So we can just chuck that stuff across the way. They know that they'll have to move around as doctors come and fill those rooms. But for now, I guess it just, I think the motorbike's a bit off-putting. So I reckon we put the stuff in there. Yep. They can use that other room on the end keeps everyone in that main hallway for now.
They don't need a computer. Do they use their own laptop?
They'll use their own laptop. Yeah, we just need to hook up to the printer. So we just got to find those printer cords so that they can plug the printer straight into the laptop.
Okay.
And they'll bring their own Tyro. They'll advise of the fees, et cetera. We'll go from there.
All right. And when's Dr. Karen planning on coming?
That's another question for Justine. I'd say that it's going to be the start of January. The second 2 weeks of January. So I'd say the first 2 weeks of January she'll be there.
Okay.
But we just need to confirm the time so you know what times to open her up for how that's all going to go. She'll have to do a provider number. So I would just, again, just email Justine and say, hey, what times am I opening Karen for? Yep. Please tell me the days that she's away. Can you please let me know when Karen's provider number is ready to go? Because then we'll create a profile for her.
Yes.
So that's the stuff that we'll do on our side to help her get it all ready. So, how exciting. It's all happening.
Good. I was just wondering what room I needed to set up. All right, so I'll move that pathology. And then anything that needs to be done with IT will be for that computer. That's
so we need to get Karen a login. So that's something we can already do and say, Johan, I need a login for Karen. Did you ask?
I will do that. Yeah, I just wanted to check with you if I need to organize a login, and I'll sort of do all that at the same time.
Yeah, and say we need to know what we're going to do for remote access to Ormiston. Yep. So can she do it from the desktop here? That's the preference.
Yeah.
And if not, we'll go from there.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right, log in for Karen. All right. All right. Excellent. Very good.
And the remote access, I'm planning to be into work on Wednesday, so I might come over and we can just start getting things organised. So a couple of things. I'm away in Tasmania the start of December.
All right. All right.
I also think Hamantha's off on leave. Oh, is that your work phone?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Yeah, get that
all
and
right.
I'll talk
to you
after.
Later.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bye. Thanks. Bye.